Time to kick off some summer.
Hot fun in the summertime.
That's right. I know. We got the heat, so where's the fun? Let's find it.
It's the weekend of day.
And what could be ever so worthy of your weekend? Well, musically, we plan to be the, here at Hank FM, the soundtrack to your summer. And Mark Phillips, our marathon man, who, by the way, seemed to, did not take us up on our offer to juggle the dryer balls from yesterday's Will It Float. They're still in here, and it doesn't look like anybody's touched the balls.
Well,
it's summertime. Either which way, he will be kicking off and juggling all these summertime real country songs, and we'll be playing those all weekend long. I'll see you out on the roads today, starting at 2 o'clock, going until 4. Azle, Hank fans, what up? Lake Worth area, 199ers, Jacksboro Highwayers. Come on out today. We'll be at Legacy Oaks of Azle. It is to celebrate the longest day with the Legacy Oaks of Azle Longest Day Carnival. We'll get it going strong out there. All sorts of great food, fun, free stuff. And also a great way to raise up funds, too. This is going to benefit the fight against Alzheimer's. So that'll take place today. Southeast Parkway, 199, 2 o'clock start time. We talked about it in the Pet of the Week earlier, and we'll get her on a little bit later on in the show. But want to give you a heads up down there, Hank fans of Dublin way. Our Kelly in the Ville, you've heard her on the show, and she has organized all of this and really spearheaded the effort to build them a better facility there for the Erath County Humane Society. So this is all for the building fund, and it is the Raise the Wolf auction and fundraiser. So that'll kick off tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Backwoods Bar and Grill right there on 377 in Dublin. Free admission, but donations certainly welcome. And the auction items are crazy good. I mean, wow. She went above and beyond. There's stuff from the Bellamy's and Co. Wetzel's and the Mirandas of the world. It's amazing what she has grabbed for all this. Robert O'Keen guitars, so much more, too. So that will be tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock there, Backwoods Bar and Grill in the Dublin. If you're up for a sporting event, we have two very, very different events going on. First of all, at the big PGA headquarters there, it is the KPMG Women's PGA Championship in Frisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kicked off yesterday, friends, and golf clap, everybody. We'll go through the weekend. Hopefully nobody passes out. Holy cow.
Can you imagine golfing in this weather? Or, I mean, breathing this
in this
weather?
Why you don't, and they don't have golfing tournaments usually anytime past the Colonial. But here we are. And then on, well, tomorrow at Dickey's Arena, you have the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
BKFC 76 is coming to Dickey's Arena tomorrow. So I take it you're not going to that?
No, okay. You know, nobody invited me.
Oh.
Kind of rude.
Well, we could try.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably get tickets for you.
I think I'll be okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe for this, if you want to go over to the Dallas side tonight.
Luke, oh, yeah, baby.
Luke Bryan is in concert. Yeah, I know, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right there. Luke Bryan at Dos Equis Pavilion tonight. He will play all of his hits. Band of Heathens, William Beckman this weekend at Billy Bob's Texas, Stephenville's annual Concerts in the Park series. That continues on tonight, totally free, right there, Stephenville City Park at the Amphitheater. The Bellamy Brothers will
baby.
Be out there playing all their hits.
Indeed.
And then following up at Dickey's Arena from the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships tomorrow night.
I mean, how do you top that?
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bernie Sanders will be out there at the inside, I guess. 6 o'clock start time. Dickey's Arena with Senator Bernie Sanders and his, quote, fighting oligarchy tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is he going to be wearing the outfit that he wears in all those memes?
I don't know, but he'll play all of his hits, too. It'll be fun right there. What do you got in the Heather Lee weekend if you're not doing any of those? What are you doing, Heather?
Well, we did get a jump on the weekend at cruise night last night because it was a family affair.
Yeah.
My daughter was there, and so was Baby Bo, who's not much of a baby anymore. But he did embarrass her to the immense lengths of the earth. He put on quite the cornhole display. yeah. for Larry and all of the Parker County Cruisers. And we do have the Kids Bowl Free program. So we may be doing that. We're spending a lot of time at the bowling alley lately.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who does it without bumpers, so I usually lose, but that's okay. But the most important item on the agenda is that the refrigerator repairman is coming for the third time today.
What's the window of hours that they are expected to not arrive at?
I don't know. Okay. So the first guy came out. He said, oh, well, the problem is it's not leveled. And then he took it out and he let it defrost outside.
Yeah.
And then it started doing everything over again. And then the second guy said, oh, none of this is right. You got to steam the whole thing. So then Tony steamed the whole thing, and then it started doing everything. Like, the drawer is stuck, and it's frozen together. Mm. And so I called, and they said, oh, well, we got to get the real technician for this one. And he won't be out there for a week.
Why didn't they just start with that?
I know. So we're on the third guy, and I'm just waiting for his call. Because you have to wait a week to get him, and I still have no idea. So, really, all our fun depends on him.
How about that? Behind Bernie Sanders, that's the second most anticipated arrival of the weekend.
I know. I hope I don't have to be in the bare knuckle boxing championships. What about you?
All right. Well, Hazel, of course, today we'll be hanging with the Hank fans 2 to 4. And then it is opening night. My kiddo has been in this summer internship with the Hip Pocket Theater out there, Lake Worth Way. And for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, they've been getting ready for this production. And it's opening night tonight, and then the string of shows, and it's, if you're interested, the Billy Club Puppets. Yeah, they'll probably do that, too, will be the production, and that goes on through the middle of July out there, Hip Pocket Theater. Very cool place. It's totally outside, too.
Oh.
So, yeah, and we have seen more wildlife, and it is really the first sighting of, some people call them lightning bugs, I call them fireflies. And, man, they are just all over the joint out there.
Exciting.
So, yeah, it's going to be really cool, open-air amphitheater. So she starts that tonight. And then it looks like I'm most excited about this tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
After we do the Saturday Morning Spectacular,
yeah,
I'm going to sleep for like 16 days.
Look
That's
at you
right.
go.
Yeah, yeah. Until, of course, the Bernie Sanders thing on Sunday.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know,
Wake
you
got to
be
Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.